Proclamation number 0817 of 19th of March, 1939. Active will. Freedom of will. Every thought directed into the spiritual requires the human being's full will and is therefore the human being's will which has become active, irrespective of whether the activity expresses itself mentally or in the exercise of works of love, which likewise first require the human being's thinking. The human being always has to turn to everything spiritual of his own free will by means of the will power at his disposal. This will power expresses itself in every action which is then carried out, and if every action is determined by love, the will power will become ever stronger, especially if it is requested consciously and faithfully. Then all resistance must also be overcome. The human being must also overcome himself, for he becomes strong in spirit the more his will becomes active in him. The human being directs his gaze upwards, he finds contact with the spiritual world. This imparts spiritual strength to him, which in turn strengthens his will and allows him to become active, and thus the human being himself contributes to the integration into divine order, if only he has the will to acknowledge such at all. That he occupies himself with spiritual things is always a concession of his belonging to God. He demands back to desires to that which is his origin from eternity. He will. And his will is the basic condition to reach his aim. When the will has become active in the human being, then there is no longer an obstacle, for God has provided him with enough helpers which a willing earth's child will now use in order to successfully pass the battle on earth. For it has passed the test, it has used its freedom of will in the right way by consciously turning towards the Father in heaven. Amen.